right, continuing on now. I see an article here from Click on Detroit, and I think they've made a mistake here to my friends in the newsroom at WDIV. It's warning people about a caterpillar, which, trust me, I am a believer in the dangers of the hickory tussock moth caterpillar, because I've been had bad reactions to it twice. But they're warning people about the white marked tussock moth caterpillar. I don't know that's the one. I've never seen one of these. I've seen the hickory tussock moth, which is a white caterpillar. I just say don't touch it. It's just a horrible rash. Anyhow, just want to make sure you understand that. You know what gives my next guest a rash? Liberals. Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, how are you?
Especially the leadership of the Democratic Party.
That gives you a rash? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they give me a rash. For example, there is a battle going on within the Democratic Party between Ilhan Omar and Regina Tlaib and a few others against some of the more mainline Democrats that are saying to them, you stepped over the line in criticizing Israel, the United States, and other democracies. And Nancy Pelosi tries to excuse them, says, oh, well, you know, she tries to get them off as much as she can.
She certainly did. In fact, Professor,
history.
Hold that thought right there.
Doesn't either.
Yeah,
you
Nancy
might
Pelosi.
A couple of years ago, and I know his name, but I'm afraid to mention it for fear I may get it wrong. An Iowa Republican congressman who said some unfortunate things about various minority groups in the United States. And they literally almost kicked him out of the Republican Party. But today we have the Democrats, the leadership, saying exculpatory things about some of their members.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't mean it that way. And it's a shame that Nancy Pelosi is not as strong in her role as a Democratic leader as many Republicans were some years ago.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi defending the far-left anti-Semitism exhibited by many Democrats in Congress. In fact, I would like to play for you some of her comments so the listeners can appreciate exactly what you mean. It's bite number three with Nancy Pelosi being anti-American, being racist, being anti-Semitic. It's they're still valued members. Listen to this. Bite three.
She and others don't seem to be letting this go. Rashida Tlaib, one of her close friends, member of your caucus, tweeted the following. Freedom of speech doesn't exist for Muslim women in Congress. The benefit of the doubt doesn't exist for Muslim women in Congress.
Okay, you know,
House Democratic leadership should be ashamed.
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
We did not rebuke her. We thanked, acknowledged that she made a clarification. So mm-hmm. Before we go too far down a path.
Yeah, these aren't my words.
No,
these are your caucus members' words.
No, that's a member.
Yeah.
That's a caucus member.
A caucus member.
A caucus member.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get your response to that.
No, I'm not. I'm responding that the Congresswoman Omar is a valued member of our caucus.
A valued member of our caucus. So no rebuking. I didn't rebuke her. What do you make of that?
It's incredible what's going on. I am not of the Jewish faith, but I would ask all my Jewish friends, get out of the Democratic Party. Leave. Quit voting for them. They voted for Barack Obama in strong numbers. Gave him monetary and other support, did the same thing with Joe Biden. Leave the Democratic Party. Don't they understand what's going on? And they've got to do that. Nancy Pelosi is not their friend.
You know, it's it has always struck me as unusual. You've got just shy of 3% of the population of the United States is Jewish, concentrated in some...
It's probably even less than that.
Well, about 2.8%. And so,
right.
but it's concentrated in places like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and it has always shocked me how far left many of the Jewish voters go. Now, in fairness, some are, you know, religious Jews and some are secular Jews, so there's a difference there. They're not, you know, all on the same page. And so you have a lot of Jewish people that vote for Democrats, and to me, I'm like, that seems to be voting directly against your best interest.
Exactly. There's only two groups in America that are solidly Democratic, Black America and Jewish America. And both of them had better wake up and understand the Democratic Party is not their friend, and they've got to quit this. Some Jews are understanding that, and they're leaving. Others are still there, and it's not good. And Nancy Pelosi is not their friend. And they don't understand free speech. Free speech also has consequences, as Republicans taught their Iowa congressman a few years back. It has consequences. What it means is the government cannot put you in jail. The government cannot censor you. But to stand up and to say these awful things and to believe that that's free speech is not. You know, let them say what they want to say, especially their role as a member of Congress. They have special responsibilities on what they say.
Yeah. Steve King is the guy you keep referring to, by the way, from Iowa.
That's
Steve
right.
King.
I thought I knew his name, but I didn't want to mention it.
No, that's all right. He said a lot of just hazardous, reckless, odd things, frankly, on occasion.
And so, he's gone.
Yeah. He got booted. So there you go. I mean, that's what happens when you're held accountable. But it's weird to me because the left would have you believe that the Republican Party is full of racists, and yet it's Hunter Biden whose emails are chock full of the N-word, you know, prolifically talking to his own attorney. And some would say like father, like son, would they not?
And the media will not touch him. You know, where's Hunter? You know, I love that expression that President Trump said at one of his rallies. Where's Hunter? So whenever Hunter's name comes on, I'm always yelling to my wife, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Yeah, there you go. Steve King, by the way, spent 18 years in Congress before getting the boot. At any rate, just give me one last thing, Professor. Give me your impressions of Kamala Harris and her journey through Central America and Mexico. Just what's your takeaway for that? You got about 30 seconds.
I would say she was perfectly articulate. She was articulate and inspirational. And she gave the country exactly what they needed. By the way, I don't think most people even pay attention to it. She was an utter disaster.
Yeah, an utter disaster.
An utter disaster. And she, according to a lot of people, is in line to become the next Democrat nominee for president of the United States.
Well, if they do that, then I would expect the Republicans to carry 40 states. I greatly appreciate it, Professor. It's Alan Sachs, everybody. You can find him here on this day of the week every week. All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate very much.
Have a great day. Alan Sachs, everybody. She was perfectly articulate, perfectly eloquent in her delivery. When we come back, something kind of fun. We're going to Northern Michigan for a little bit of a conversation switch, which, by the way, we are held out at the farm today. Secret location, we are at the Secret Studios. Quick break, we'll be right back. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.